Hello, happy Monday. Welcome to Point and Lines Ahead, Elevating Hairdressing, the podcast all about art and design theory for hairdressers. I'm Cody. I'm a hairdresser and educator based in Washington, D.C. For those of you who don't know, last week we launched a contest on Facebook and Instagram. So one winner will receive a whole package of tools and gear from the brand new Point and Line Pro Shop. You so don't want to miss this, so make sure you're following Point and Line Education on Facebook and Instagram. And last week we talked about the guiding principles, or sort of why Point and Line Education exists, why I've brought it into existence. And then what's on the list for season three? So this week we'll dive right in with how can we elevate ourselves as professionals and our creative thinking. But first, I'll share a quote with you guys. True elegance, for me, is the manifestation of an independent mind. This was said by Isabella Rossellini, who is an Italian actress. And I think it was a beautiful way of saying the most productive way forward, or the most admirable quality in a human being, is to learn to think for yourself. So for us and for our entire industry as hairdressers, the best way forward is to learn to look within and then produce from there. And I believe to be successful as a hairdresser, you have to be focused on yourself and your self-expression, but also analytical, and be able to sort of dissect what you're doing on a technical level, on a fundamental level, on a theoretical level, and bring everything to life that's sort of in your mind. Make sure it fits in sort of the requests of maybe the client you're working on, and building from there. I'm a big fan of creating sort of systems to organize all of the crazy sort of creative things that fly around in my head specifically. But I feel like we can benefit from that when we're able to take a step back from all of these amazing ideas that immediately rush through our head in a consultation or when we're meeting with someone we're doing a project with, whatever the case may be. But to be able to organize what's happening. So three sort of focuses here. The first one being the client or the project, whether it's actually a client in the salon or you're doing a photo shoot or a fashion show, whoever this quote-unquote client is or the project is, then we have to be self-focused, because that's the most important piece of this whole puzzle, is being focused on what you're trying to communicate in the end. And the whole reason that a client or whoever comes to you as a hairdresser is because of your point of view. So it's important not to lose sight of that. So being self-focused. And then finally, the third one is being focused on the technical side, on the process. And so that's how you bring, you know, your ideas in the confines of whatever requests are happening or the project, bringing those into life and making sure it's all communicated properly in the end. And I feel as hairdressers, we sort of aren't always sort of asked to organize our thinking, which is good and bad. So it's sort of, it promotes creativity, it promotes a lot of ideas, but with a lack of discipline, there's a lot of places where sometimes we get to our end product and we go, okay, that sort of missed the mark slightly, or, you know, maybe the client doesn't quite see, okay, this is why this happened, or this is why we decided on X, Y, or Z. So being able to methodically think through your whole start to finish And it lets you not only approach your work from a more level-headed sort of place, but it also sets up this sort of outline of this is what I'm doing, this is why I'm doing it. And in the end, I find that when you organize what you're doing, you get to the place that you want to get to a lot easier. So let's talk about these three sort of focuses here. Being focused on the client or the project. So identifying what are the needs, what are the requirements, what are maybe restrictions. And well, let's talk about this in a salon setting because I feel like that's the easiest way to discuss this, because it's something, 95% of us deal with. So the client walks in, you start with a consultation, and in a later episode, I really want to dive into the quote unquote consultation, what that looks like and how we can do that a little bit better. But for now, the consultation happens, and what ends up happening is maybe there's pictures, maybe there's I don't want my hair to be this short, maybe I want it to be this color. But so from there, collecting information. So I don't want this, I want this, I need my hair to do X, Y, or Z. And start to create this list and make sure that by the end, through the whole start to finish, every single one of those items are checked off, right? And so that's the best way to make sure that the work sort of fits in the confines of what it needs to be, right? Because that's half of the battle. Not only has to look good, but it also has to function and be, the correct thing for what it is. So being focused on sort of problem and solution. How do I make the appropriate decisions so that the work ends up functioning in the way that it's supposed to function? Then we have to look sort of within ourselves, right? So we've talked about identifying who you are as a professional, right? So what is your aesthetic? What does your work look like? What are your sort of house rules, as it were? Look within yourself and figure out, okay, all of these. This list of things that this piece of work needs to do, how is that going to look, right? How do all of those components fit together so that it not only looks beautiful, but it looks like something I created myself? So, and everyone has a different process at this point, right? So, I've talked about, I actually draw out diagrams. I have friends that will write out color formulas. Everyone's got a different way of sort of focusing their creative juices or sort of channeling their creativity so that, the work comes out the way it's supposed to at the end. In an episode, I talked about sort of a method, identifying mass and surface, and then coming up with a plan from there. So being able to take a step back after we have all of these amazing ideas and sort of, edit them and dial them back or dial them forward. And then the last part of this is to focus on the process. How does everything get brought into reality? So between being focused on the project or the client, and being focused on yourself and your ideas, we're then able to come up with a plan of action or a process. And I think where a lot of us get lost is there's plenty of people out there, plenty of hairdressers out there who will, talk about, technical perfection, focusing on your craft. But it's not simply about, having good ideas and being technically proficient, right? You have to be able to bring everything from point A to point B. So focusing on, every step of the way, what does this work need to do? What does it need to look like? What am I going to do to bring it to life? So it's not just about being able to cut hair really well or understanding the color wheel really well. You have to have enough ideas to make that technical side interesting. and then being able to objectively look at sort of problems or requirements and create based on those, not necessarily like randomly, you know, randomly coming up with ideas. Oh, I think this is going to look cool. Well, that's not always, you know, what needs to happen. So in the process, we, and again, everyone has a different way of going about this. So process being sort of the technical side, but also planning, you know, which step has to come next in order for my end result to come out the way, you know, it was discussed or it was pictured. And sometimes the process involved is going to be different based on the context, based on the environment you're working in, based on, you know, the type of hair someone has, based on how much, you know, how much time they have or what their budget is. So coming up with a process that's going to bring things to life correctly and also being respectful of what the requirements are in that instance. Now, I have said several times here, the technical side of what we do is very, very important. That's why, you know, people come to us or choose us for their, you know, their photo shoot or fashion show, whatever it may be that we're doing. But our technique is only as good as our ideas. And just because you can, you know, cut hair really well or style hair really well doesn't make you a brilliant hairdresser. And a huge problem that I see is that a lot of us spend our entire careers striving for this technical perfection, and then we get there, but we're still a little dissatisfied with our work, right? Or we're sometimes excited about the wrong thing, or, you know, any number of things. So just being able to do something really well doesn't make you brilliant at what you do. And because there's so much focus on the technical side of what we do at this point, there's not enough thinking that goes on. And when we're able to really analyze why we're making decisions, we tend to make better ones in the end. And we tend to be happier with our end result, with our work. And the client's happier, or, you know, whatever it may be, the images turn out better, whatever it is along the way. And like I've said, your process doesn't have to look like my process, doesn't have to look like your coworker's process, doesn't have to look like Annie Humphrey's process. We're all going to have a slightly different way that we go about what we do, and that's perfectly fine. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you this is what your process needs to look like every single time, because we don't all work that way. We all, you know, work a little bit differently. We all come up with great work in the end. So figure out what your process is. Figure out who you are, what your work looks like. Be able to explore ideas that come into your head. And then, most importantly, focus on what are the needs and sort of problems and requirements of the project you're working on or the client you're working on. And as creative people that work in a practical sort of medium, it's important to really hone our ideas and take a very considered approach to what we're doing. Because not only do we not sometimes get a second chance to do something, right? We don't get to, you know, ditch that piece of paper and start over again. But it's also about integrity, right? Because when you're working with someone, right, and we've heard this happen, you know, we've heard this 100,000 times. When you're working with someone and, you know, that work goes out into the world, whether it's a photograph or whatever it is, your name is on that. And I'm not saying this in a, you know, a contrived kind of a way, but that goes out there, that experience goes out there. And when you're able to really, as a professional, sit and create something beautiful that really works and understand why it worked, it makes every single one of us look better. And I think gone are the days of, you know, we have three superstar hairdressers that do everything, and we don't hear about the rest of the industry. And for many different reasons, right? So social media or whatever, this, that, or the other, we're all able to get ourselves out there at this point. And the really important thing in this day and age is to make sure our industry is represented in a professional way. I've talked to countless hairdressers or watched people speak and say how our industry is not respected or this, that, and the other. You know, hairdressing isn't a real job, whatever it may be that you're hearing. Those sentiments are from external sources. What changes that perception of our industry is how we conduct ourselves. And by continually looking at, you know, a YouTube person or an Instagram person and, you know, taking a $3,000 class on balayage or whatever it is, does it make you a better professional? There's always something technical we can work on, always. But don't look at another hairdresser's success as a model for your own success. We're each our own people. We're each individual artists. So we need to stop looking at the person next to us or, you know, the person behind us for all the answers. Look within yourself and then look forward. And that wraps up this week. Make sure you're following Point and Line Education on Facebook and Instagram. Make sure you're subscribed to this podcast and keep an eye out on Mondays for new episodes. Thank you again so much for listening. I'm Cody, and this was Point and Lines Ahead, Elevating Hairdressing.